This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Moustakas broke a 4-4 tie with an RBI single in the top of the sixth inning as the Reds beat the Diamondbacks on Monday night. Final score 5-4. Brandon Drury tied the game with a big three-run homer in the fifth inning. Lefty Mike Minor pitched 6 1/3 innings to earn his first win as a Cincinnati Red, and Hunter Strickland earned his second save. Let's get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, this is a good ball game, and I really thought that Mike Minor pitched fairly well for the Reds. Now you look at the final line, you see that he gave up 4 runs, but pitched into the seventh inning, and I think that's one of the things the Reds want to see Mike Minor do with regularity is pitch deep into games, giving his team a chance to win. But at the same time, you want to see him cut down on the home run totals.
Yeah, I thought his control was better. I realize that he's given up some home runs, but you're talking about a guy that's just kind of just getting started. And I think every time he's been out there, he's been better. And I think that's all you can ask. I don't know that you could ask him to just show up and throw a no-hitter on his first time out there. He's gotten better each time out. I think that's progress in the right direction. I thought he threw the ball really well tonight. He did make a bad pitch to Christian Walker. I take that back. That wasn't that bad of a pitch, but it was a great job of hitting by Christian Walker. It was a home run right down the line on a ball that was about 4 or 5 inches in off the plate.
Pretty refreshing to see the way the Reds' bullpen performed tonight. Between four different relievers, just 2 hits allowed, and at this point, you're looking for something positive to take away from this bullpen.
Yeah, I was really pleased with the performance of Raver San Martin. I thought he came out in a spot where you have a one-run lead and you got to throw strikes. And I thought the kid did an awfully good job. Santillan, once he settled down, was able to get the ball over the plate. But let's be honest, you got to get those 3 outs in the ninth, and Strickland made it happen.
He certainly did. And Brandon Drury having a fun night as well, going deep, tying this game with a 3-run home run against his former team. You know that felt good. Reds winners again. Final score 5-4. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The Reds beat the D-backs on Monday night 5-4 in downtown Phoenix. And now to the highlights. Both teams put a couple of runners on base in the first, but neither team could cross the plate. Carson Kelly led off the bottom of the second for Arizona, and Mike Moustakas, who was back in the lineup after a stint on the COVID IL, flashed a little leather.
Well, you should know, Cowboy, you were there. I wasn't there.
Well, you were kind of there. No. You were in and around the area. Bouncing ball, deep third. Moustakas fields, one-hop throw, got him. What a play. Moustakas from the back corner of the infield really kind of got handcuffed by the hop, so he never quite had his feet set the way he would have liked.
Arizona got to Red starter Mike Minor in the bottom of the third. With 2 outs, Ketel Marte doubled to left. Next up, first baseman Christian Walker.
The 0-2. Ripped high, deep, long, and foul. Now, oh, it's a fair ball. Well, I thought that ball got fouled down the left field line, and it's called a home run. And it is, at this point in time, 2-0, Diamondbacks. Oh, my.
The Reds did challenge that home run, but the call stood. Merrill Kelly started for the D-backs. He gave up a couple of hits and a walk in the first inning, but after that walk, he retired 9 Reds in a row, including 5 straight strikeouts. But with 2 outs in the fourth, Kyle Farmer doubled to left, and Matt Reynolds brought him home.
See if the Reds can cash in on Farmer down at second, the 2-1 to Reynolds. He swings and he hits one toward right center field, sinking quickly, and it's down for a base hit. Farmer's around third. He will score, and the Reds do get that run home.
Arizona got that run back plus one in the fourth. Carson Kelly singled to begin the inning with one out. Alec Thomas reached on an infield single. That brought up Geraldo Perdomo.
Now a line drive over Votto and into right field for a hit. Here comes Kelly getting the wave around third. No throw to the plate. The throw goes all the way to third without a cutoff man. Fortunately for the Reds, Perdomo stays put at first, but he's got an RBI single, and it's 3-1 Arizona.
Jordan Luplo followed that with a sac fly, and it was 4-1 Arizona. Cincinnati tied things up in the fifth. It all started when catcher Chris Oakey came to the plate with one out.
The south, the 2-0 pitch.
I like humidity.
I know, you're the first person ever. Ground ball through the middle and out of the reach of Perdomo and into center field. And Chris Oakey has his first major league hit. A ground ball single right back through the middle. And he's got that milestone out of the way. Congratulations to Chris Oakey on his first big league knock.
Nick Senzel then walks, so 2-1, one out, and Brandon Drury at the dish.
Here's the 1-0 pitch to Drury, and this ball is belted high and deep to left, and it is gone! Brandon Drury, a three-run home run out of here to left center field, and the Reds have tied this game at four. The former Diamondback getting it done against his old team.
The Reds took the lead off Merrill Kelly in the sixth. Matt Reynolds reached on an infield single with one out. He stole second base, which was big because now he was in scoring position with Mike Moustakas at the plate.
Now Moustakas loops one over the first baseman. It drops fair down the right field line. Reynolds will coast around third. He will score on the broken bat single into right field by Moustakas.
After he gave up two runs in the fourth, Mike Minor pitched a scoreless fifth and a 1-2-3 sixth inning. He retired the first batter he faced in the seventh. At that point, he had thrown 98 pitches, and David Bell replaced him on the mound with Tony Santion. Santion gave up a base hit to the first batter he faced, but then got a pop-up and a line-out to end the inning. Here's the pitching line on Mike Minor, 6 1/3. 8 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, and 1 home run. Left-hander Raver San Martin, who was added to the roster before the game, came on to pitch the bottom of the 8th. He retired the first two batters before giving up a base hit to Alec Thomas. Art Warren replaced San Martin. Thomas stole second base, and Oakey's throw went into center field, so Thomas ended up on third base. So the tying run on third with 2 outs, and Warren got exactly what he needed against Geraldo Perdomo.
Now the 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. The Diamondbacks strand the tying run at third in the 8th. Huge strikeout for Art Warren as he gets Geraldo Perdomo. We go to the 9th. Reds still leading it, looking for some insurance. It's 5-4 Cincinnati.
The Reds put a couple of runners on base in the top of the 9th, but they couldn't add that insurance run. So we go to the bottom of the 9th. Right-hander Hunter Strickland out of the bullpen to pitch for Cincinnati. He got David Peralta to line out the right. Josh Rojas struck out swinging, and then he ended the game against Ketel Marte.
Strickland's ready. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a high, lazy pop-up, short right field. Out is Reynolds, and the second baseman makes the catch, and that's it. Reds win it. 5-4 over the Diamondbacks here at Chase Field to kick off this three-game series. Hunter Strickland nails down his second save of the year with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. Reds win it again, final score here at Chase Field, 5-4, and we'll be right back.
Reds win it 5-4. Here are the totals. 4 Cincinnati, 5 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors, 7 left on base. For the D-backs, 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They stranded 8. Minor the winner, 1-2. Kelly the loser, 5-4. Strickland earns his second save of the season. Home runs in the game for Cincinnati. Drury number 12. Walker for Arizona number 16. 3 hours and 20 minutes, 13,735 on hand in downtown Phoenix. Tuesday night, it's game 2 of this 3-game series. Tyler Malley goes to the mound for the Reds. He is 2-5. He'll be opposed by Zach Davies, who is 2-3. We're on the air with the pregame show at 9:10. First pitch is scheduled for 9:40. And once again, the final score on Monday night, the Reds beat the Diamondbacks 5-4. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.